being thrilled does not express my joy of getting to meet and speak to the second time Rebecca Long. Rebecca Long has released her second solo album, Runaway, on Luck Records. And if you know anything about Rebecca Long, it's her second time on the show. And she's just, I think the second album, the first one was excellent. I think the second one, and we talk about this a little bit in the second hour, I think that she's reaching out and expressing herself a little bit more in a more powerful way. Not that there could be a more powerful voiced individual and stronger willed person than Rebecca Long, but you will hear from Rebecca Long in person. We sat and chatted about the brand new album Runaway on Luck Records. Coming out of our visit with Rebecca, we're going to hear Honky Cat. Yes, it's an Elton John song. You're going to like it a lot.
I'm so happy to have back on Unreal Bluegrass Rebecca Long. How are you, Rebecca?
Great. I'm happy to be back on Unreal Bluegrass.
I'm happy that you're here. Runaway is the new CD, which I've got in play, and I'm looking at it now. And let me just tell you this about this. Is this your second CD?
It is. As a solo artist, it is my second CD.
Here's when I've listened to it, and I've played songs already. I think that, and I don't want to use the word confidence, but I think that you're really... I don't know how to describe it when I listen to this. The first one was great. And it is great, but I just something about this. Are you finding...
I'm finding myself.
That's kind of new age.
I think it's funny that you say that about confidence, because if Donna, the producer, Ulysses, was here, she'd tell you she has to beat it out of me.
No, I don't know. I heard some of these things, and I thought, well, you've decided this is in you easily, and that you can get it out easily.
This record was harder to get finished because of my husband being sick and all that time. And so I struggled trying to get through it. And then, but we finally got her done.
Yeah.
And you know what? Out of the two albums, I'm really loving this one. I mean, I love them both.
First one, too, and I don't mean to say that it
right,
but
yeah.
There's
a piece of me, there's a mass majority of me in every song.
Maybe that's what I felt. And to suggest... found yourself. I didn't mean that. But understand what I'm saying.
It's definitely got heart and soul in every song here. So.
And it tickles me because you redid the swimming song.
I did redo it. I've just loved that song ever since I heard the Earl Scruggs review.
That's right. That's where you heard
it
from.
Yeah, that's where I learned it. And I used to, Earl Scruggs used to hang around with us all the time. And I used to aggravate him so bad. I'd just run around singing it like Loudon Wainwright. just way real loud and high and just bouncing around.
The first one was I told you this before we started, people used to call in and say, boy, she's really got great voice and just got a lot of power. And I thought, that's pretty much the way. Well, you either got to sing that one or not.
That's it. And we do it on stage, and Donna took it upon, it was Donna's personal challenge. She wanted to redo my version, and she wanted to make it more bluegrassy, and she was like, you gotta get with the program here. And so, I think I love it. I love both versions, but this one is definitely cool.
I saw you come in with Donna, I think.
I think she's a hoity-toity at the mayor's house right now.
The record label, I want to pronounce it as Luck Records.
It's Luck Records, and I'm going to tell you the secret behind that right now.
Good, please do.
L-U-K is Long, Ulysses, and Kathy.
Perfect.
We came up with that.
That's good. So. Even then they use a horseshoe.
That's it.
You are a country girl.
All day.
I mean, all the time.
All the time.
How do you have time to, I'm very sorry about last year we were still up in the air. We were still holding on. How do you do this? I mean you have to and you want to, and Ben would want you to, but
right.
I would just think that's such a...
It was, and my banjo player, Derek Baden's here with
Derek.
Me, and he got to live through all that with me also, and
Derek's quiet.
Derek is quiet. Well, he's my banjo player. Sometimes, when he does decide to kick, it's like a mule. Derek's been by my side through it all, and you're asking me how I do this, and Ben passed on April 7th, and we did Norman Adams' show on May 5th or this
first
weekend of May, so not even, I mean, it was a
month.
I said, we got down there, and I told Derek, I was like, okay, I'm going to be strong, I can do this, Ben would want me to do this, and I got down there, and I sat down and listened to Marty Raven, and he went off singing on Never Grow Old, and I just lost it.
Oh, my.
But, no, we had a great two sets down there in Lincolnton, and, you know, my husband was a gospel legend.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You know,
he's
given me so much knowledge over the years. You know, we were together 14 years, and I couldn't have done any of what I'm doing today without the knowledge that he passed on to me. So he was a hard worker, had a strong work ethic, and I know that he would have said, you've got to go do the show.
That's neat that you mentioned that, because it's
I think she's already out there
doing
stuff, and you know, it's like, you know, it's a work
ethic. What you do.
I said I'd do something. And I've got to go do it.
I don't want to say that it's an old school type of an approach, but it may be for Ben, but you may have been that way already, but I think that's part of, that's what you do. You show up, and if you said you're going to be somewhere,
and I did, and I, you know, when I got down there, I told Norman, I said, I'm probably going to cry through every set. But I didn't, you know, and we made it through it, and it was a good showing.
How long did it take you to put this final thing together, though?
We actually probably recorded that a year ago, right? Yeah, so it took a good part of a year to just get it out.
And I know you're really good friends with Donna.
Absolutely. I'd have been lost without her and Rick over the past couple of years.
Yeah. And I'm sure she had some influences on what you were doing on this one.
Absolutely, as producer. And, you know, we co-wrote, it's almost all original, next to Honky Cat and a Swimming Song. Everything else is, we wrote, and Lay Your Isaac Down. We didn't write that. That was with Becky Buller. And actually, on Lay Your Isaac Down, that's Ben's last recorded song ever.
Oh,
and
my.
We're singing together on that. I'd actually recorded him like 3 years ago or so before he got sick, and he's on there, and that's me and my hubby. I forgot to put Peter and Ben Spear on there. I don't know. Overthought.
I think they'll
I'm just
it
glad
out.
It's here.
Yeah. I like the album a lot. As I told you before, I played lots of cuts from it, and I just like your music. I like your style. I like your attitude.
Thank
I
you.
Like that. If you're gonna hear Rebecca Long,
you're hearing
Rebecca Long.
That's it.
It's not gonna be somebody that wants to be somebody else.
To Donna and Kathy's Kathy Anderson's my manager, and to their horror, I'm gonna be me.
You're gonna be you. not quite like Frank Sinatra, but you're
right.
gonna be you
yeah,
wherever
right.
you are.
Yeah.
That's what I think from just. Knowing you, I don't really know you except I've talked to you twice, but I see you.
That's close enough.
But I see you on Facebook, and I think I've got you. I'm trying to figure people out, but I think I know.
Yeah,
I think
I'm
I know
pretty.
About Rebecca Long.
Yeah, they give me grief about that all the time,
no,
too.
No,
so.
You got to
do it. Oh, yeah, Kathy and Donna, they're like, I'm always getting fussed at folks. You just
no.
don't know.
I remember, was it 2 years ago I ran into you and Donna, and you were, before I even know people could do it,
yeah.
you were doing live stuff on Facebook, and I thought, what is she doing? You're a high-tech.
I know, right? I pride myself. I was the forefront. Oh, I am. I'm going to claim it right now. When Facebook came out, I was the first person, at least in bluegrass, putting video on Facebook.
You had to be.
Being on the road. I mean, you can go back.
I honest to God, I didn't know what you were doing.
I think the earliest, I think it was 2009, I was putting video up. I'd sit out in the bus and hold my arm up in the air for 30 minutes trying to get a three-minute video up.
There are, I think I might have mentioned there's 12 songs on here. So you wrote or co-wrote?
All of them, except four or three.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
We did, I have to point out that we did Honky Cant, which is Elton John.
Yeah, sure.
And so, and we were talking about this earlier, that it was the Country Gazette had a cut on that in the 70s, I think, right after, Honky Cant. So, it's good stuff.
I'm familiar with the tune.
Yeah, it's fun. It was fun. So.
He's getting a lot of publicity lately, I think.
I think it just happens to be the time.
You know? There again.
Of course, he's always been in the news, but he's, today's world.
His name is out again.
He's out there.
Yeah, so to speak. Who else is on this with you? And I know there's a lot of people on there. You mentioned Derek already as being your banjo player, but let's give some credit to.
On this album, we're using Scott Vestal, Mike Bubb. Using Cody Kilby. Gosh, what a monster.
Just couldn't get any. Couldn't get anybody.
Player.
Couldn't get
I'm
anybody.
Just in love with Cody Kilby. I'm just like, just incredible tunes.
Yeah,
Patrick McAvenue. We had Patrick's on most of it for fiddle and mandolin.
Yeah, he's a big, tall fiddle player.
And then a couple of them.
He's a big, tall, thin fiddle player.
Yeah, and he's a sweet guy.
He is.
Absolutely
nice
sweet. Now, he's now, he had just gotten a job with Daly and
Daly and Vincent, that's right.
When we were cutting this, he was getting ready to start. He actually just moved, I think. So there's Chad Cobb came in, and Jared Walker. Jared Walker came in, and Mark Fain is on one.
It's a pretty good lineup.
It is. You know, I like quality, you know, and I know a lot of folks, I'm not saying that bluegrass, people who bring their bluegrass bands in aren't quality, but, you know, it's a matter of time and money and, you know, resources, and, you know, it takes a lot to get a record put together. I mean, it took me a year, and that's really the best.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you when they're, because, and I ask you this, I don't ask everybody this, but are they recording live with you, or are you getting, are they, because I know so many people trade MP3s.
We do. There's
nothing wrong with it. I'm just always wondering how
it
works.
No, we don't do that. We go in, Don and I co-write the songs, and we work them out, and sometimes we even write them right there in the studio, or tweak them out. But in most cases, yes, we're tracking live.
Okay.
I'm seeing what we consider a scratch vocal.
Yeah.
I think only maybe once. On the last one on Here I Am, they kept my first take.
Yeah.
And but I sing down with a scratch vocal, and we track it all down live. It's no.
I appreciate the way that the MP3s can be traded and put in, but I play a little banjo for fun, but I can't imagine not being in the same room.
Yeah, and you know, I have a recording engineer background, and you know, I've been on Music Row, worked on, you know, did all that, and yes, they can do the live tracking situation is just so much better. There's a creative process that's happening. There's talking back and forth.
Yeah.
There, you know, there's grooves that are
process
happening that you couldn't get. You know, if you're emailing MP3s back and forth, you don't get to experiment with the groove. Mm. Somebody sets it and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get to hack out.
I mean, and there's great music that comes out of that process, but I'm just always curious about
because
I don't understand. But I would think if I were you, I would want to see the people that are playing as much as you can.
And I personally, I just enjoy the live tracking.
Yeah.
You know, I think I get better results out of it for myself.
Would they look up? Would they book up RebeccaLong.com?
Yeah, the Hebrew way with a K and a H.
I know. I was going to say
they
that.
They don't though.
And then they would find this new record on Luck Records there, which is entitled Runaway. And then how do they know where you're going to be? I know where you are now.
It's on my website.
Okay,
I have
all there.
Touring, and we just did the gig fair here, so we're looking to really nail it down in 2018.
Okay.
And we'll be out there.
When you're traveling, you're going to be traveling with what
it's
band?
It's a
five
piece. It's my banjo player Derek Vaden, and I've got two brothers.
Derek, you have to say something.
Hi.
Okay, good enough. That's enough. That's all I want from you. Just hi. That's enough. Yeah, calm down, would you? Jeez, oh, Pete.
I have two boys out of West Virginia that I've known since they were just little old chaps, Aaron and Alex Richards, who are formerly of the Hillbilly Gypsies, is that the way?
Yeah,
Hillbilly Gypsies. They were, and then I have a female fiddle player that we're getting ready to give a shot to, and bluegrassers might know who she is. Her name is Kimberly Bibb. And she's actually done a lot of country stuff, and I forget the name she told me, but she's a bluegrasser from Missouri, I think.
Huh.
I haven't actually got to meet her yet, but we're about to figure all that out.
Okay. All right,
next weekend is our first meet and greet.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I'm so happy that you got this album out, and I'm always glad to see you and chat with you, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, Steve. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you always.